I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts on my website, shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can dial in 312-642-5600. We're powered by our good friends at Tandem HR. Check out their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. So first up on the program, I'm thrilled to be joined by the Vice President of Strategic Partners of Strategic Partnerships at Matter. We're going to talk a little bit about Matter. Joe Risk joins me here on the program. Joe, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thanks so much, Elam. How are you doing, sir?
I am great. It's great to have you, and it's great to introduce Matter to all of our listeners. I am very familiar with Matter, having visited many, many times, but so many people do not know about the fantastic innovation taking place there at the Merchandise Mart. Joe, let's start by talking a little bit about your background, and then we'll get a little bit into the background of the innovation of healthcare.
Thanks so much, and thanks again for giving us this platform to talk a little bit about Matter. So to start out, a little bit about my background, I've spent probably about the last 18 years working specifically in healthcare. The early days, worked for Pfizer on big brands like Viagra and Lipitor. Soonly thereafter, I jumped over to the startup side. So I joined a small integrated marketing firm as the seventh employee, where we service healthcare companies. And we grew that company to about 150 employees. And in 2008, we're acquired by an organization called Meredith Corporation, which is a publisher. From there, I moved to the Bay Area, started another integrated marketing company, really to capitalize on the connectivity and the Internet of Things and wireless devices in healthcare. So fortunate enough to win some work with organizations like AT&T and CVS to launch some of the first connected devices to the consumer market as well as the B2B space. And then from there, I kind of met Stephen Collins, the CEO of Matter, and found an opportunity to collaborate and join the team running strategic partnerships.
That's awesome. What a cool story. What some cool background. And I know that you've been involved in starting up many of these companies, but now you're in a very fortunate position where you are helping many others get started as well, but specifically in healthcare. So you mentioned Stephen Collins and some of the sort of what brought you in your background. But now let's talk about Matter. So as we said, a lot of people know where the Merchandise Mart is in downtown Chicago, but they don't know about all the cool stuff going on over there. So let's talk about the history of Matter. When did the incubator get started, and what goes on there on a daily basis?
Yeah, great question. So about 3 years ago, Stephen and a number of individuals from the Chicago area realized that there was a significant amount of healthcare assets in the Chicagoland area. If you think about the universities, I believe the University of Illinois is the largest medical school in the nation, or very close. You also have many of the associations that are headquartered in the Chicagoland area, as well as pharmaceutical and biotech companies. So when all of those assets kind of put together, we realized that healthcare in Chicago was really something that we should really capitalize on. So 2015, they decided to create Matter. And basically, you know, from there, in the last 3 years, we've grown the incubator side to about 220 health tech startups, stage agnostic. We're a nonprofit, meaning, you know, we kind of created kind of a net neutral, unbiased platform for innovation. But on the other side of the house, we also have about 80 corporate sponsors. So everything from those universities to the large pharmaceutical companies that are really coming together to help the startups through investments, through projects. But really to get a snapshot of innovation to see how they can advance their own business.
So you're helping companies, as we mentioned, as an incubator. But essentially, if I were to summarize what Matter is, I'd actually use the term community. Your community of healthcare innovators. I believe that's the perfect definition of Matter. So let's talk about some of the profiles of some of the companies and entrepreneurs that are housed at Matter. You're solving a lot of great problems, and there's no question that the Chicago and the global healthcare scene will be better for it. Let's talk about some of those examples and some of those success stories.
Yeah, most definitely. So it's really interesting. So we have everything from, you know, students that just graduated with just kind of the back of the napkin ideas that really need a platform to help really flesh out the ideas, all the way up to organizations that have raised hundreds of millions of dollars. So some of the most interesting startups that I'm seeing right now are in and around kind of the machine learning space. So taking disparate pieces of data that we're never able to draw insights from and using the best kind of machine learning algorithms, create outputs that allow us to do things differently. So if you think of a really good example, there's a company called Armark Bio that's doing some really interesting things in that space. And they're having a lot of success with many of our clients. And I think some of the most successful ways these organizations, these small startups work together, one of the things that this community brings together is the ability to co-create with these large organizations. So there's nothing like seeing these companies like the R-Mark sit in the rooms with the large pharmaceutical and biotech organizations and whiteboard new solutions and come together to find a way to work together. So R-Mark is a perfect example of, you know, the community and how the community has worked directly with them to kind of advance the business.
That's awesome. And so you've mentioned that sort of that whiteboard term several times. And I think that really alludes to the environment of Matter. Let's talk about the environment. And of course, folks can, I'd encourage them in just a moment. We're going to share contact information so people can schedule a time to perhaps tour and see the space. I have, and it is incredible. So it's tough to do this by radio, but we're going to do our best. What does Matter look like and what takes place there on a daily basis?
Yeah, that's great. So we're located, as you mentioned earlier, in the Merchandise Mart on the 12th floor. We have about 27,000 square feet. We have a full event space. So we have a kind of a convention room where we do daily programming, everything from large kind of global keynote speakers come into the space where we can house up to 200. So at any given day, you can walk into the space and see a very large health tech conference going on with large KOLs from kind of across the globe. And then we have several breakout rooms where you'll see kind of the entrepreneurs as well as other entities working kind of collaboratively on a day-to-day basis. So at any given time, you know, you see interactions that really have never been done before between payers, providers, students, all kind of in real time in this collaboration space, this open environment, to really get down to the heart of the business and really, really work on, you know, solving these problems, these complex healthcare problems. So from a very high level, it's a very exciting, innovative space, and I encourage anybody that wants to come check it out to come check it out. We'd be happy to give you a tour.
And you've mentioned this earlier in our conversation regarding sort of the sponsors and the collaborators that came together to make this space possible. I've walked around and I've seen the simulation lab. Let's talk about some of the sort of that those really interesting spots and that are made available even to these young startups that probably would have never have had access to the technology, to the space, to the mentors and thought leaders over there. Who has sponsored the space and what kind of resources are available?
Yeah, great. So to your point, the OSF observation room, so OSF, obviously a well-known healthcare entity in Peoria, has been generous enough to donate what we call an observation room. So it essentially looks like a hospital room, and it has all the technology built in. So we do a lot of observation room challenges, so kind of outsourcing cool ideas in that space. So you can use it anything from a video shoot to show how your product works in that setting, to essentially using it as a testing lab with kind of the patients as well as some of the technology that you'd see in a hospital room in real time to test your solutions. The AMA has sponsored an interactive room that looks very similar to a physician's office where we can do the same types of simulations. So those are two great examples of some of the early sponsorships that we got and some of the kind of collaboration and unique spaces that we have for our entrepreneurs to test and work in.
That's awesome, Joe. So once again, chatting with Joe Risk, the VP of Strategic Partnerships at Matter. Just a fantastic space, as I said, really making an impact in the Chicago small business, entrepreneurship, innovation, healthcare scene. I just cannot say enough great things, and I'd certainly encourage all of our listeners to get in touch and find the time to tour and learn more. But Joe, in the meantime, we are out of time. I want to make sure our listeners can find you, find Matter online. What's the best way to learn more?
Yeah, the best way to learn more is Matter, M-A-T-T-R dot health, H-E-A-L-T-H, Matter dot health.
Matter
so
dot health.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Joe. Looking forward to having you back on and profiling some of the success stories. Once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We're going to be back in just a moment with my friend Barry Saltman. We're going to continue the conversation about business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Listening to the show all about small business, you can always download podcasts on my website, shalomkline.com. Chicago, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center. Inbound Kennedy sluggish from the junction into the circle, O'Hare to downtown at half an hour. From junction 17 outbound to O'Hare from downtown 28. Express lanes at 8 minutes on the inbound Ike. Delays from Western into the circle, Thorndale to the post office at 33 and the way back out at 31. Inbound Stevenson flowing freely. 35 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 on the way back out at 36. Slight delay from Ashland to Western. Inbound Dan Ryan stop and go from the Stevenson to the circle, 95th to downtown at 22 minutes. On the outbound at 18 minutes. Lakeshore southbound Hollywood Menard 21. Going back up north at 18 minutes. Currently mostly cloudy, 89 degrees. Heat index of 102. Excessive heat warning still in effect. Severe thunderstorm watch up until 8 p.m. Tonight, a low of 70. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
My overrating's bad.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I didn't know, too, that we could tip Uber drivers.
Didn't know.
This is new to me.
Every time you complete a ride, you get it right. Pops up with a rating, and then if you want to add a tip. 2.5 Uber rating for Amy Jacobson, 4.88.
What?
Thank you for Dan Proft.
Do you just not even say anything to them when you get in the car?
Correct. That's the secret to getting a high Uber rating.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined here in studio by Barry Saltman. Barry is one of these people that I've been introduced to and whose name comes up all the time in conversations in the Chicago business scene. And that means it's he's certainly a great guest to have on this program, which, as I always say, is about business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm surprised it's taken us this long to get you on the air and for us to meet in person, but I'm glad we're doing it. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here, and it's a pleasure to finally meet you in person.
Absolutely. So, Barry, let's talk. As you know, I like to get to know the person behind the microphone. Let's talk about you and your background, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what you do.
Sure. So I've been in the professional world for 35 years, started my career in New York.
I can tell.
Well, the accent's not going to go away. And I've always been in the technology sector. So in the first 20 years of my career, I worked for some great technology companies. And the one thing that I really seemed to enjoy the most was developing people and watching people do great jobs in their particular roles. So kind of sitting back, hiring these wonderful people and letting them excel in their careers.
So I'm going to jump right into it. Do you think that there are good ideas and good companies that are out there that fail because their people are not leveraged properly? And likewise, do you find that there are perhaps not the best ideas, but because of good people, they advance further than they would be able to otherwise?
The short answer is absolutely yes. The longer answer is, if you're in the B2B services business, it is absolutely critical to have the right people in the right job servicing their customers. And I have seen over many years wonderful people working for the wrong companies not producing great results.
So let's talk about the services that you provide. You are a top-notch consultant working with many, many companies. I know of some of your success stories. So let's get down to it over here. Tell me a little bit about your company and the services that you can provide.
Sure. So my company is Saltzman Enterprise Group, which is basically me. And what I do every day when I wake up, Shalom, is my goal is to help companies and individuals reach their full potential. So I'm spending a lot of my time working with people, trying to help develop people so that they can be more effective and productive in the workplace. And as a result of that focus, I've been using some very sophisticated analytics tools around people. And these tools are helping us better understand people so we could put them in the right position to succeed in the marketplace.
So describe a company that can benefit from your services, and even better than describe it, tell us again about some of your success stories.
Sure. So any company that has a minimum of two people is a perfect target. By nature, people are dysfunctional. And if you put multiple people in an environment together, then you get dysfunction times some order of magnitude. So typically when I get brought into a client, it could be we're trying to hire the right person, we're trying to promote the right person into a position, I'm a sales manager, I'm struggling with managing my rep, I'm a business owner and my leadership team is not getting along. So there's a variety of symptoms that I get called in on, but in every single case, I perform an in-depth assessment so that we can understand the professional DNA, so to speak, of that individual.
So your clients obviously have taken a major step in identifying that there's a challenge there, that they've gotten their business to a certain point, but they will not be able to get it to the next level if they're not leveraging their people properly. So at what point in the business does that conversation, or shall I say revelation, usually take place?
Depends on the maturity of that particular business owner and also their self-insight. So if I'm in a conversation with a business owner, it's very typical for them to share with me some examples of how their organization could be significantly better if they had the right people or if their existing people were just working to better together as a team.
So let's talk about the process. So once you're engaged, as you mentioned, you go through that in-depth assessment, likely interviewing a lot of the stakeholders, a lot of the people involved. And what does that ongoing working relationship look like? How do you optimize that team?
Yeah, great question. So everything begins with the actual assessment. And the assessment, it's literally a five-minute exam, so to speak, on the internet. A report will come out from the assessment. And typically the services that I will provide after the assessment is executive coaching, team building, could be a workshop, or many times I'm working with the folks that belong to the organization, helping them help their people.
Would you say that you split your time equally between the executive coaching and the workshops and the sort of coaching and the team training, or is there a ratio to it?
I would say 75% coaching for the executive and or the individual, and 25% would be workshops or the remediation for the team.
And are there any specific industries or companies that, that you think, A, typically have a need for what you do, and B, and perhaps it's the same answer, companies that you are actually working with?
Yeah, so as I said earlier, it's really based on people. Mm-hmm. So anyone that's in the B2B services business is ideal. My individual expertise is really focused on technology, digital marketing, and professional services. That's where I am the most comfortable, but I have done a lot of work in manufacturing and other types of industries other than the three that I'm best suited for.
We're chatting with Barry Saltzman of Saltzman Enterprise, which, as he mentioned, is him. And he and his entire company are here in studio with us. And we talked a little bit about your background earlier in the program and sort of what led you to this point. And now you are able to provide that expertise, having grown and having been involved in many fantastic and large companies. Now you are providing a very hands-on role, helping grow these companies. But Barry, there's one thing that I've learned about you is that you are very involved and that you have that great reputation. I know that you sit on many advisory boards. You're involved in community. Let's talk a little bit about that and how that both benefits your business and how it benefits the businesses that you work with. Tell us where you're involved.
Yeah, so many of my clients, I'm actively involved from an advisory perspective. I'm also on boards of larger companies. And really, my philosophy at this point in my career is to give back as much as I can, try to help people. I've always been a believer if you do the right thing for folks, it'll come back to you in spades, and I've seen that time and time again. Just help people all the time, help them solve problems, listen to their needs. And many times the solution, it's not me. I might introduce someone to you because they might have a problem in an area that you're an expert. So just go out of your way to help people and sit back and enjoy what comes back at some point in the future.
That's great. So let's talk about the young entrepreneur that's out there. You mentioned that you mostly work with companies. Any company that has more than two people, you can work with them. But let's talk, bear with me over here. Let's talk about a company that has one person. And they are starting to contemplate, I mean, I don't want to underestimate the importance of a small business with just one person. You and I certainly can relate to many of those companies. We know how hard it is and how hard we work from the moment we wake up, often very early, and until the time we go to sleep, often very late at night, working. So for a micro business, for an entrepreneur, and they're contemplating making their first hire, what advice do you have for that entrepreneur that might be listening to our program this evening?
Yeah, so many of my coaching clients are solopreneurs, or whatever term we want to use for them, and the value of the assessment for them is they might be great at being an engineer, but they're really not comfortable at being a salesperson or a business development person. So the goal of the assessment is to really give them some self-insight to themselves. What are their motivations? What are their behaviors? What I found is people, particularly solopreneurs, once they better understand themselves, they're able to more effectively go out in the marketplace and also hire people that are maybe not like them.
Fascinating. And I know that over the past number of years, you've been in touch with me about identifying the key attributes of a great executive leader. There are several things that resonated quite a bit with me. Things like excellent decision-making skills. These are all things that excellent decision-making skills, being a never quits, never quitter, leveraging experience, business acumen, and so on. These are things that they don't teach you. These are things that come over time. And it doesn't mean that you're a jack of all trades. It doesn't mean that you know everything. It means that you know how to make good decisions. Let's talk for a moment about that. And we are quickly running out of time, and I want to make sure our listeners can get a hold of you.
Yes. Yeah, so to your comment, I think mindfulness and having empathy and EQ is really critical for any business leader. So for people to be very self-aware, to listen, to care to their people, knowing that we're all going to be different is absolutely critical. Above decision-making skills, communication skills, hard work, all the things that you have to do.
Great advice. Barry, I look forward to having you back on the program real soon. But for now, I want to make sure our listeners can get a hold of you do that consultation, learn more about Saltzman Enterprises. How can people get a hold of you?
Yep, best way to reach me is email barry@saltzmaneg.com, SaltzmanEG.com.
And just Google Barry Saltzman, you'll find his LinkedIn profile. We're going to be back on Get Down to Business after this headline and a quick break. You're listening to the show all about small business. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. We'll be returning in just a moment.
It's become a summer tradition. Rockin' for the Troops returns this summer on July 14th at Northwestern Medicine Field in Geneva, home of the Kane County Cougars. Don't miss this year's lineup featuring 7th Heaven, Ayla Brown, Rocky Lynn, The Voices, and Ryan Weaver. Proceeds will benefit Operation Support Our Troops America. Get your tickets today at rockinforthetroops.org. That's rockinforthetroops.org.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Piazza. The president refining his Supreme Court nominees list with more. Fox's Allison Barber.
Some Democrats say the Senate should not vote on a Supreme Court nominee until after the November elections. They say that's a precedent Republicans set when they refused to hold hearings or votes on then-President Barack Obama's pick, Merrick Garland.
This shortened list of five nominees includes two women. Some moderate Republican senators say they won't vote for a justice who would overturn Roe v. Wade. 30-year-old Timmy Kinner, now in custody in Boise, Idaho, police accused of multiple stabbings at a birthday party.
And I'll be honest, there's nothing that I can do to offer justice other than to take this person, turn him over to the courts. But the families and the damage done can never be repaid, can never be healed.
Police Chief William Bones, nine victims were injured, including six children. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center. Inbound Kennedy sluggish from the junction into the circle, O'Hare to downtown at half an hour. From the junction 17 outbound to O'Hare from downtown 28. Express lanes at 8 minutes on the inbound Ike. Delays from Western into the circle, Thorndale to the post office at 33 and the way back out at 31. Inbound Stevenson flowing freely. 35 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 on the way back out at 36. Slight delay from Ashland to Western. Inbound Dan Ryan stop and go from the Stevenson to the circle, 95th to downtown at 22 minutes. On the outbound at 18 minutes, Lakeshore southbound Hollywood Menard 21. Going back up north at 18 minutes. Currently mostly cloudy, 89 degrees. Heat index of 102. Excessive heat warning still in effect. Severe thunderstorm watch up until 8 p.m. tonight. A low of 70. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Your daughter's wedding is one of the proudest moments of your life, a moment you and your family will treasure for the rest of your lives. As the months of planning start to unfold and you get closer to the special day, things can get a bit hectic. So many important details. To capture these once-in-a-lifetime memories and not have to worry about anything but the celebration, trust Artland Photography for every precious moment. At Artland Photography, it's all about you. No matter what your style, their photographers have the skill and experience to capture the moments quickly and stay out of the way. They'll make it easy to enjoy all of the smiles, laughter, and tears to enjoy for generations. Visit them at Artland.com, where you can see their amazing work and outstanding reviews for yourself. Plus, learn about a special limited-time offer. You'll know why Artland Photography has been Wedding Wire's couple's choice for the last 5 years. They also shoot everything from major corporate events to business and family portraits. Visit Artland.com. It's all about you.
Hey, nothing says summer like the smell of a grill, a delicious handcrafted burger, and a cold beer or cocktail. The Country House has been providing just that for over 40 years. Their three great locations in Lisle, Clarendon Hills, and Geneva offers great hospitality in a casual neighborhood setting. Try their award-winning Country Burger, half pound of fresh chuck, grilled to perfection and served on dark rye. Country House has several other choices for burgers like bison, elk, turkey, and veggie, and their top drawer burger blends short rib chuck and brisket for an unmatched taste. Take your time looking over the daily specials while you enjoy the spacious deck in Geneva or hang out on the patio in Lisle. And don't forget to join the House Rewards program at Country House and earn points while you dine. All new signups will be entered into a drawing for tickets to see the Northsiders versus the Southsiders. Country House, visit burgerone.com. That's burgerone.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We're powered by Tandem HR. Check out their website, tandemhr.com. So I'm thrilled to be joined by Eric Wright, one of the co-authors of a fantastic new book that I was fortunate enough to get a sneak peek at, Dogs Don't Bark at Parked Cars, Your GPS in an Era of Hyper Change. Eric Wright, welcome to the program.
It's good to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So the book, which of course we'll make sure folks know how to find, you really talk a lot about the new direction leadership that that folks need to take in order to effectively steer the challenging workforce. And we just had a bit of a conversation with my last guest. But Eric, tell me, what was the inspiration for this new book?
Well, my partner and I have been writing business journals, publishing business journals for over 12 years. And in the course of that time, we have interviewed hundreds of CEO, small business entrepreneurs, scaling business entrepreneurs, the full gamut, you know, from technology to hospitality. And we began to identify certain qualities that we saw in the ones that were successful in the long term. The ones that not only built successful scaling businesses, but the ones who continued to inspire employee engagement, employee innovation, employee loyalty. And it was almost like a checklist after a while that we began to look at as we interviewed individuals. And then we sort of put this into our book, Dogs Don't Bark at Parked Cars, in order to help people, especially aspiring entrepreneurs, to understand, hey, there's certain things that you're going to have to incorporate into who you are as a person.
Sure.
That maybe you didn't learn when you were getting your MBA.
So, Eric, I'm sure that you you started to pick up themes, and I pick up these themes as I interview CEOs on this program. You started to surely identify themes from all of your interviews with these individuals and successful entrepreneurs. Can you share one or two of them with our listeners of things that you've seen in highly effective CEOs and how they work with people?
Sure. I would say the first and foremost, and I know it's going to resonate with you and probably everybody in the audience, is you have to build a foundation of trust. If people trust you, transactions move speedily. Once mistrust enters the equation, everything slows down, and therefore everything costs more money. And so establishing trust as the guiding principle in a business relationship is everything. Well, it's got to be the guiding principle in every relationship.
And it really doesn't matter what industry you're in. It's probably industry agnostic. It doesn't matter. That level of trust is critical regardless of what type of company you have.
Oh, exactly. Well, let's face it. It's true with your children. It's true with your spouse. It's true with everybody. If you're trusted, then, you know, a handshake is all that's necessary to move the deal along. If you're not trusted, then it's going to require all kinds of due diligence, all sort of, you know, experts are going to have to be brought into the equation. Time begins to mount up. Expense begins to mount up, all of which can be avoided if there is trust. And so I would say that's one of the key ones. And what we recognized was that really trust is built on two things. It's built on competence and character. It's, you know, do I have the ability to deliver what I say I'm going to do? And do I have the kind of character that people can rely on? You know, let's face it, we've met a lot of people that have, you know, wonderful character, but I don't necessarily want them doing brain surgery on me, you know?
Of course.
And then we've met people that are absolute whizzes, maybe in the market, but, you know, something inside of you says, you know, I just don't trust this guy. I don't trust this gal. And so when you have those two running together, almost like two rails of a train track, you know, you've got a combination that is always going to win.
Well, I don't want to give it all away because I want to make sure our listeners can find the book, which I know it's available on Amazon. And you and your co-author, Jeff Pearsall. So you have written this fantastic book, Dogs Don't Bark at Parked Cars, Your GPS in an Era of Hyper Change. It's a fantastic read because you profile these interviews with these CEOs, as we said just a moment ago, identifying these themes and really talking about those core competencies that are musts in building trust. And you really touch also on how high tech must and has to be countered with high touch. Lots of great themes in the book. So once again, we're chatting with Eric Wright, co-author of the book. Eric, how can people learn more? I know you've written a lot with Jeff in the past. How can people learn more about you and your co-author and purchase a copy of the book?
Well, of course, you can get the book at Amazon.com. As you mentioned, you can go to dogsdon'tbark.com, and from there, you know, you can be guided to other materials that we have put together. Jeff has his site. We have a new site that we're launching called Ethical Capitalism, which really helps underscore many of the themes we talk about in the book.
All right, awesome. Well, buy the book on Amazon. Check out the website, dogsdobark.com. Thank you so much, Eric Wright, for joining us. We're going to be back with another author in just a moment. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We're powered by Tandem HR. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Bishop Ford at 115th. Rollover accident taking out two right lanes, heavy from the steel bridge. A94 Dan Ryan at half an hour on the outbound at 19th. Slight delay from 103rd to 130th. Inbound Kennedy, sluggish from the junction into the circle O'Hare to downtown. 34 on the outbound at 26th. Outbound express lanes at 8 minutes. Inbound outbound Ike Thorndale to the post office at about 31 minutes. Stevenson looking good in either direction. 55 to Lakeshore Drive at about 34 minutes. Inbound Jane Ryan stop and go from the Stevenson to the circle. 95th to downtown at 22 on the outbound at 18 minutes. Slight delay from 79th to 95th. It is currently overcast, 79 degrees, heat index of 82 degrees. Thunderstorms are likely with a thunderstorm watch in effect up until 8 p.m. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
That's Dot.
She's here to greet me after a long day. She's the only one who wants to be near me when I'm sick. She's my best friend. Thanks to folks like South Suburban Humane Society, Dot went from living on the street to a dog that wears clothes. Yep, I'm that guy. So how did I get so lucky? Before I met Dot, I spent time at South Suburban. Giving to a nonprofit isn't always about giving money or donating food and supplies, although that's appreciated too. South Suburban Pets just want your love. We encourage you to come by the facility, take a dog for a walk, play with Dot's cat friends, or even foster a pet to keep your flexibility. If you're interested in how you can volunteer or donate, visit them at southsuburbanhumane.org. That's right, Dot. South Suburban is a 501c3, which means all donations are tax deductible for individuals and businesses. Text DONATE to 708-866-0065 or visit southsuburbanhumane.org. South Suburban Humane Society, creating a better world for pets and their people.
So my next guest has over a decade of experience in human resource management, corporate social responsibility. Alessandra Cavaluzzi joins me now on Get Down to Business on a topic which I am extremely fascinated, extremely passionate about. She recently wrote a book, $1 Million and Change, How to Empower Your Employees, Attract Top Talent, and Make the World a Better Place. What a great topic. Alessandra, thank you so much for joining me on Get Down to Business.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So let's talk about your inspiration for the book. And then, of course, I want to make sure we get right down to it and share some advice for all of our entrepreneurs that might be tuning in tonight. So, Alessandra, it's a great topic. How did you get this inspiration?
So the reason why I really wrote the book was over the years and speaking to a lot of business professionals and also nonprofits, one of the things in my role, because I'm director of community relations at my company, I often go out and I speak on the topic of corporate social responsibility and I discuss ways that companies can give back to the community. A lot of the times afterwards, people will come up to me and say, you know, I really love this idea and I would love to engage my employees in being part of giving back to the community, but I just don't know where to start. And many times it's because they think that they don't have enough resources or a budget that's big enough in order to make a real difference. And so I heard this over and over, this theme, and it really inspired me to write the book because there are many, many ways that companies can give back and they can engage their employees that really don't require a lot of money. And that's really where the title of the book came from, $1 Million and Change, because you don't need $1 Million in order to create impactful change.
So in the book, you share some of those ideas about how even a small company can make a really large impact. Alessandra, the book, you mention. Let's take the title and let's break it down. You talk about how to engage your employees, attract top talent, and make the world a better place. Let's work backwards. How to make the world a better place. So a lot of us get involved in charities because it's a good thing to do. You really touch on in this book how to do it and inspire others, and because it's a good thing to do and because it will actually be good for your company as well. Do you believe that companies without this inspiration don't have these programs in place? Are you in this to try to share best practices and help companies that might not have a CSR officer or somebody that's dedicated to this to share those ideas?
Yes, absolutely. And really, you know, when I hear from my nonprofits, because I work with many over the years, one of the things that they'll say often is, we wish that we could just let companies know, if there was a way to let them know that if we just want them to do something, if they all just did something, imagine the impact it would make in the world. And so this was kind of my personal way of giving back to the community and helping to get the word out to say, you know, there's no wrong way to give. Every effort is valuable. Whether you're helping two people or 200, the impact is the same. So, you know, there is value in it, and that's really, yes, to your point, that's why I wrote the book, so that it inspires others, hopefully. I didn't have a CSR department at my company, you don't need a full-blown CSR program or department in order to get started. There are tips in the book that help you to start out. And it's a process over time. It's a journey. That's something that I think people should keep in mind. It's, you know, you don't flip a switch and you're doing a ton of different things overnight. You know, it's a process. It's a marathon, not a sprint, as we say. But as long as you get started, because doing something beats doing nothing any sure. day. And that's really the message here.
Sure. And it's not just about writing a check. And that's really important. So often
exactly.
Charity is thought of only when I get to the point that we're really profitable, can we write a really big check? And that's when we'll have the impact. You say that the impact can begin at any stage, and you share those tips and that advice to companies and CEOs of all levels in the book. The book I know is available on Amazon. It's called $1 Million in Change. It's a fantastic read, and I encourage all of our listeners to get it. It's available through on a Kindle. It's available hardcover. Lots of great ways to learn. But Alessandra, I want to make sure that folks can read a little bit more about your you're a prolific speaker, quite well regarded in the human resource field. Where else can folks find you online?
They can find me on LinkedIn. I have a definitely you can connect with me there. I'm also on. You can reach me through email at ascavaluzzi@gmail.com, and also on Twitter. You can connect with me there as well, and on Facebook.
That's fantastic. Alessandra Cavaluzzi, the author of $1 Million in Change, once again, how to engage your employees, attract top talent, and make the world a better place. It was just published just very, very recently, and I encourage all of our listeners to, again, regardless of what stage your business is in, you can make a huge difference, and it does not begin with a check. It starts with leadership. It starts with inspiring
yep.
your team. So, Alessandra, I hope to have you back on real soon.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, coming up after the break, we've got one more author and an expert for you. I'm going to be chatting with Dr. Suzanne Deggs-White. We're going to talk about why vacation is good for you and good for your business. It's a great topic, very, very timely as we move into July 4th and as we move into the summer vacation season. We're squeezing in one more conversation, one more bit of advice for you here on Get Down to Business. We're powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check out their website, tandemhr.com. And as always, get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from all of my conversations today. Joe Risk from Matter, Barry Saltzman from Saltzman Enterprises, and our authors on the program here today. You can download podcasts. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Suzanne Deggs-White.
Sometimes when it rains, it pours right into your basement. This is Gus from Chicagoland Waterproofing. My mission is to identify why your home is taking on water and fix it. I want you to sleep at night during a rainstorm and not worry about your basement filling up with water. Like our client Kim from Mount Prospect.
We had chronic basement flooding and no one could figure out why. During a huge storm, water was pouring in through the window wells of our finished basement and we had to bail out 6 inches of water. We got a bunch of estimates, but Gus's was the most reasonable, plus he knew exactly what the problem was. He put in a full basement drain tile system and an additional sub pump with a backup battery. Chicagoland Waterproofing gave us peace of mind. I like to say, in Gus we trust.
From simple sump pumps to complex storm drainage and crack foundation solutions, Chicagoland Waterproofing's work comes with a lifetime warranty. Plus, a fully licensed plumber is always on staff. Request your estimate today at ChicagolandWaterproofingPros.com or call 847-296-3500.
A storm is on the horizon, and you need to keep the lights on no matter what. Your business relies on the power being on 24/7. It's the lifeblood of your data and computer systems. Weather-related outages from the power company are not acceptable. Your need for a source of power that's reliable 24/7, along with round-the-clock service that can dispatch technicians to your site immediately, is mission critical. Your business needs Charles Equipment Energy Systems on speed dial. These are the big boys, not residential or solar, but reliable industrial generators for emergency backup or events. When you need more than a 100-foot extension cord plugged into a small engine generator, call Charles Equipment Energy Systems. They keep the lights on with rental generators for job sites or power outages. The storm season is here. Plan ahead. Call now to prepare generators for sudden damage and potential power outages. Call 630-834-6000. That's 630-834-6000 or charlesequipment.com. charlesequipment.com.
We are the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And this summer, half of Americans won't be taking a vacation. That decision could do some serious damage to many people's health. I'm thrilled to be joined by Dr. Suzanne Deggs-White, the chair of the Department of Counseling at Northern Illinois University. Dr. Deggs-White, thank you so much for joining me on the program.
Thank you for the opportunity, Shalom. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So I love the topic. You say that vacation is good for you and it's good for your business. Let's talk about your research and your findings. tell me a little bit about some of the important highlights.
Well, I think the most important thing we need to know is that vacations are good for our health, our physical body, cardiovascular health, stress, aches, and pains, but it's also essential for our own mental health. With the ideas of telepressure where we're always on call, if we don't allow ourselves to check out sometimes, we're going to be checking out of the job and checking out of a lot of things because we're not going to feel capable of moving forward.
I tell all of my clients that it's important to work hard but also play hard for all the time that you spend in the office and those late nights. You've got to make sure that you can also relax and unwind as well. So you have some very interesting bits of information. You say that people who don't take a vacation for 5 or more years are more likely to suffer a heart attack. That is scary. Yeah.
That is some interesting research that was done. It's a Framingham Heart Health study, and it turns out that women and men both, if they don't take vacations, they are just adding to that stress, and our bodies are never given that chance to reset. You know, your computer at night, it's always good to kind of restart your computer. You've got to clean all the cache out, do all these things. Well, if we're always on call and always on the job, we don't give a chance to our bodies to do that rebooting that's so essential to our health and welfare.
So that was a little bit of a negative lesson over there. Let's focus on the positive. One of the highlights of this study is also that for every 10 hours of vacation time taken, one's productivity improves by 8%. That's good news for companies.
Yeah, this is great news. And also when we get time away from our job and we feel good about the place we work, we're going to be a lot more loyal. We're going to be a lot more responsible and we're going to do a better job and we're going to stay longer at that company. We have loyalty to the places that treat us well, and so when you have employers who do mandate that their employees go ahead and take their vacation days, not just let it pile up or get wiped out, those employees are going to improve the bottom line for the business.
Absolutely. So this is a great reminder, a great lesson, both for CEOs and those hardworking entrepreneurs, not only for themselves, but frankly also in creating a culture and an environment and maybe even the policies for their workforce. If you want to have a productive workforce, a workforce that actually delivers, and as you mentioned, Dr. Deggs-White, also in being loyal and staying within the company and not jumping around from job to job, offer that vacation time and actually encourage your staff to take advantage of it. So that headline, I believe it was from CNBC, that half of Americans won't take a vacation this summer, it's really has nothing to do with the financial situation. And actually, why do you think that people are making that conscious decision, that conscious choice?
Well, a lot of times it's driven by fear. We talk about the fear of missing out, and that's a very real thing. If you feel that if you're out of the job, if you're out of the office, and someone else might get that good assignment, or if your boss might think, oh, they're slacking, they're not here at work, they should be working 24/7, then that fear of not being thought capable or not feeling dedicated to your job. So we make the decision to work longer hours, give up vacation. It's thinking it's going to make us look better, but what it's really going to do is our productivity is going to suffer, and we might be looking for another job because we don't want to stay somewhere where we don't have the freedom to take advantage of the benefits that are given, because it's over 500 million vacation days were left on the table last year.
That pressure and stress. So what a fascinating study. I know folks can learn more by going to the university's website, niu.edu. Okay, excellent. Dr. Deggs-White, thank you so much for joining me on the air. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. Take that vacation. Happy 4th of July. We'll talk to you next week. We've got a great lineup of guests. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,